You're recording?
Okay, we are back recording and back in open session. Nikki, if you would like to begin?
Sure. So the reason that we're meeting, your license was approved, and she finished the process, right?
I think Victoria did. She did, and as part of that, the board wanted a CE audit, and she did provide copies of the CE to prove that she had completed the CE.
Right, thank you. Yeah. So you just mentioned you were hoping that we would approve your...
Yeah, I was kind of under the impression that my license might be taken away.
So the reason we're here today is because of the charges that were reported. And as a board, the reason that we're here is to protect the public. So with those reported charges, there was enough concern that we needed to meet with you and get more information as to what's going on, and would your participation in veterinary medicine, would we feel like it's reasonable that the public would be protected, that, you know, what you're doing or how you're conducting yourself in the profession, you know, would meet what our responsibility is. And so you obviously provided a lot of information. You've taken some steps. However, whenever we're faced with this situation, at times there's additional steps that we would like you to take and following up with you to ensure that we're moving down the right path. So I know that Ms. Solomon had probably more specific questions than I have regarding where you're at in your journey and what the board would like to see happen. There's kind of, I guess, like a template that we follow whenever there's anything that has to do with substance abuse or other possible issues. So that's something, again, that we follow very traditionally because it works very well. We've seen really great progress from license holders, and so it's not about you personally at that point. It's something that we know works. So that's not just about you. It's kind of more broad, even though, again, it's from experience. I hope that I'm following it the best way I can. But as far as your journey back into veterinary medicine, are you back working in practice now?
No, ma'am.
No. Do you have any specific plans? I know you had mentioned that
I had specific plans to start working. I went from the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, and I wanted to go to Pima Pet Clinic. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, with what's going on with my background, I haven't been able to work in the field. So I've been working in retail for the past several months, trying to support myself. I feel very separated from veterinary medicine, and it greatly saddens me, but I feel like it's something that I'm so passionate about that I need to get back into it, you know? When I was arrested outside of work, I was under the influence of alcohol, and I was feeling very suicidal, and I wound up in a crisis center, and I've come a long way since that time. And I think it's very important that I remain sober and continue my journey in recovery. But I think it's also very important that I reunite with my passion and get back into the field and start saving lives again, because it brought me a joy that I can't get from any other job, you know?
And so again, you don't have any current, you don't have any current inquiries with practices or applications at this point?
No, I was kind of waiting to see what you guys would respond to this investigation and go from there.
Yes, I have some follow-up questions if you're ready for them,
yep.
Ms. Ross and Madam Chair. My concerns are not limited to recovery process in this case. They also deal with the recurring element of physical assault, domestic violence. I assume, Mark, correct me if I'm wrong, that criminal charges and court procedures are public information, correct?
Much of it is, yes.
Okay. So based on that, again, it's concern for protection of the public. It's not, it wasn't a one and done occurrence based on one time of abuse of a substance. It seems to be a repeating history of there is currently an open outstanding order of protection against Ms. McMichaels. So my red flags are going up, both for on the violence issue and the substance use issue.
Did you have any questions, like, though, for
Michael? Do you want to comment on your history of your, okay.
Does anybody else have any questions?
I do not have any questions.
I don't have any specific questions.
Okay.
I mean, I say this as a very straightforward, to me, substance abuse case, and we would handle it just like we handle any
exactly.
of the others and put the same restrictions in place that we have in other cases, and until proven that she's unable to do it, we would move forward just like we normally do. I don't see anything different here that we haven't seen in many other cases, unfortunately.
Agreed. And the goal is always, say, almost always, to get individuals back, you know, practicing in the field as long as they're safe for the public, safe for themselves. But we're always, you know, that's our goal, is to work with people on, you know, some kind of a consent agreement to get us there where everybody can feel comfortable. But yeah, we're not trying to take everybody's license away so that you can never, you know, practice again. It's truly not
right.
our goal. So, but it sounds like we might have a difference of opinion as far as what that consent agreement
yes.
will entail. So I don't know if, you know, if Nikki wants to start and
she's the lead.
Okay, and then maybe Jane can add in.
I may not have the specifics down. I need some help with what we normally follow. However, one of the pieces that would be important to me is that the practice responsible veterinarian's aware, because as a CBT, you have a lot of responsibility, but you do work directly under a veterinarian, so there is not, you know, really an independence to how we work. So that would be important that they're aware, in my opinion, of what we put in place. As far as the specifics, Victoria, do you have the like the template that we followed?
Madam Chair, point of order, do we need to find the findings of fact, conclusions of law, all that before
yes.
we do a
yeah.
or do consent
we,
agreement?
Yes, that is
go to
okay.
this formal follow through with the KC.
My concern, Madam Chair, is this history does not follow our standard substance use recovery CA process. There are other aspects of this that are issues of public safety. And so I would think we would need to address those in order to protect them.
I'm sorry, can you go ahead?
I'm done.
No, I was just gonna say, Madam Chair, members of the board, let's just maybe take this one step at a time, and as suggested, let's take a look at adopting findings of facts and conclusions
okay.
of law. And then once we've done that, then we can kind of talk about what is appropriate to you know, as far as probation and monitoring, that everybody feels comfortable with.
Nikki, do you think it would be helpful if we went to an informal to get complete information in order to prepare from there a possible CA?
I feel like everyone's here.
Yeah, we have everything.
I feel like I have enough. I don't.
I don't feel that.
I think that some of the questions that were already asked and the information that's provided, I don't know if we're going to get more information. But
I would ask the probation department. They recommended that the respondent not pursue veterinary medical services for a while. And I'd like to know if they're lifting that recommendation, if they're altering that recommendation, because right now that's the recommendation that's still of record.
Was that in what she presented?
No.
Or what? Oh, okay, because yeah. I thought it was in her, okay.
I believe it was in the probation report also, but correct me. It may have been, I believe it was in there, but it certainly was stated somewhere, whether it was secondhand by Ms. McMichael or not. Still, I think if she believes probation told her not to, then we need, I would say, additional information from probation. We don't want to put up a CA that's in violation of any orders of probation.
But that can be part of the CA, is that she requests that information, a statement from them regarding that. That can be part of the CA.
I think what we could do is we could go ahead and offer the CA, but not execute it until she presents information to the board indicating that that's no longer a concern of the probation department. And if for some reason there still is a concern, that it can maybe be brought back to you for either an informal or a revision of the proposed consent agreement.
Okay, Victoria, did you have something to add as well?
I was going to say something along the same line. She's not working. It doesn't sound like she would be working anytime soon. Is it necessary to, you know, put all these things on her when she's not even working? Because she's clearly working on these things on her
own
already.
In that case, Victoria, do we get a voluntary statement?
That she wouldn't work until...
Correct.
Mark.
Well, you could get a voluntary statement, but there'd be nothing, you know, to enforce that.
It's not binding.
Well, you know, other than her word, but, you know, generally, if you have concerns about her ability to safely and confidently practice, then you would want to memorialize it in some sort of interim consent agreement whereby she agrees not to practice under her certificate until such time as she comes back before you and presents evidence that she's, you know, she's in the right place to do so.
And I would add to that, and that the order of protection against her has been lifted. I'm certain there's not agreement amongst the board members.
Is that something that you would be interested in pursuing?
I'm slightly confused. I've been following all the terms of my probation, and I've been attending all of my classes regularly. Like, I think that I've taken the steps to move forward to try to go back into the field. I don't think that I should have to make a statement stating that I'm going to hold off or.
How long, and I'm sorry, I don't recall this, how long is your probation?
3 years.
3 years okay. From October.
And because my charge is an undesignated felony, it'll no longer be considered that. It would be designated as a misdemeanor.
Okay, so realistically, 3 years, we're not gonna ask her not to work for 3 years.
Can you speak to the concerns about your terms of probation and you're returning to your practice?
To the terms of my probation and what?
The order of protection.
As it relates to, you know, if there's some discussion by one of the board members that in the probation department there was some concern about you returning to work.
So my probation officer doesn't have any concern with me returning to work. She thinks it's a great idea. She wants me to move forward with this. She's been very supportive of me coming here today. And I'm not sure where that information is coming from, because she wrote a letter stating that I've been complying with my probation, and I don't know why she would have stated otherwise.
Initially you had stated that you felt and they agreed that you should leave the field for a period of time. That's where it's coming from. That may not be the case now, which is why we were just looking for an updated statement from them saying that they feel that you're in a place and ready to go back to veterinary medicine.
Right. And I wasn't suggesting through the end of probation, but while there's an active order of protection, which expires September 1st, 2023. Not 3 years for her not to work in practice for 3 years, but just.
I don't think we're all gonna agree. I think we're just gonna have to make a motion on the findings of that and move forward.
Right. Or go to an informal.
Or make a motion and see where it goes.
I'm gonna make a motion to offer Ms. McMichael a consent agreement and accept the proposed findings of fact as the board's findings of fact. Do you want me to add that now?
Sure.
Okay, so we don't have conclusions of law, so would I do 32.22.32.7?
Yes.
Okay, so and then make a motion for ARS 32.22.32.7 as the conclusions of law, as the board's conclusions of law. So there.
Thank you. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I'm fine. I just want to make sure.
Second. Okay, we have a motion and a second to offer consent. Let's do roll call. Dr. Byrne?
Aye.
Ms. Berger?
Aye.
Ms. Frost?
Aye.
Dr. James is an aye. Mr. Lovie?
Aye.
Dr. Nosley?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Nay.
Dr. Thompson?
Aye.
Okay, motion carries.
Okay, so then do I need to ask if there is any previous violations? So then this is where the consent agreement gets constructed, essentially. Again, I find it important that in seeking employment that the employer, the premise, not only the employer, because those can be different people, but also the premise licensed veterinarian is made aware, and that they indicate to the board that they're aware of the consent agreement. Again, because as a CBT, you don't work independently. You are under the direct supervision of a veterinarian, and that reflects on their license too.
Absolutely. And they're on the front lines. And so if there are issues, that's where they're going to come up. And so I would agree with that totally.
But we've also seen the employer be kind of the best advocate too, and watching out and making sure things are going, you know, like.
So oh, yeah, there's a cheerleader.
There's a very big benefit to knowing, the employer knowing.
For sure.
Right.
Communication is key. We've learned nothing else on the board. So with that being said, the other pieces to how we follow up with that's, we have a pretty kind of a very standard how often we see.
This is, I think, a little different because she's already required to do a lot of things. And so, but I don't know if the board wants the CA just to reflect that she continued to do what.
Oh, follow the probation
that's required of her. But that somehow the board reports that she is doing those things.
Got it. So basically, regular quarterly?
Quarterly reports from
probation reports
from the probation officer and the counseling,
the core,
and the relapse prevention.
And a peer, like we usually have them appear and we get a report from probation and we would have a report from the counseling place.
And Ms. Solomon said relapse prevention. Mm-hmm. Got it.
That was part of what she's doing.
Yeah.
Is there a testing requirement?
Yes. In this case.
Okay.
It's in.
It's in the probation agreement, and I'm not sure what the frequency is on that, but.
Yeah.
What does their, do like quarterly?
Am I required like a specific amount of hours? Is that what you're asking?
Sorry, are you taking like urine tests or anything to test for substances as part of your?
Yes, I have to call AverHealth, which is the line that I call every day to know whether or not I have to submit to a drug urine analysis.
Okay, and how long does that go on for?
Until my probation officer tells me otherwise, I call every day.
Okay.
And is there a minimum amount of times that you're required to report during a month, or is it?
To her directly, twice. Yeah.
So being in compliance with probation, assigned counseling and relapse prevention, and then quarterly reports from probation, along with any urine drug test results. And then the frequency of the visits at the beginning, are they monthly or are they quarterly?
It varies depending on your level of comfort.
So if we're getting quarterly probation, should we?
I think we should just stick with quarterly. And again, she's not actually still working in the field yet, so.
Correct.
But I think quarterly is probably.
And then once employed, quarterly updates from the employer? That sound okay?
Yeah, do we want to start with quarterly, and if she does find employment, that she direct let us know so that if it happens before the next quarterly appearance, we know where she's at?
Right, because we'll also have to get confirmation from the employer.
Right.
And that's part of our template, that they have a shorter amount of time to tell us change of employment. Okay.
And then this is for 3 years? Is that correct? Obviously, I'm not going to. So that's all I have, unless anybody else has anything that they feel like goes above the answer.
I have a question. I saw in the documentation that your last anger management classes were 10 years ago. Is that correct?
That's correct.
You haven't taken any since?
I've had like sessions in my counseling about it, but I haven't taken any classes.
I would suggest that the board may want to consider including anger management as a requirement in the CA.
I think if she's doing counseling,
that's what the board recommended.
Yeah,
it's focused. Anger management is a focused.
Right, and if the counselor thinks that she needs it, they should be recommending that, and then we would be enforcing that she's doing what they're recommending. I don't feel like I have enough knowledge of her background to say she needs anger management. It's just not, that's not what I'm here to do.
Okay. There was domestic violence. There were aggravated assault on two police officers. And again, the current active order of protection.
So I think we all know what was in the records. We've read them.
Yeah.
We don't need to repeat it a million times. What I'm saying is, if the counselor feels like they have this information, if they feel that she needs anger management, that should be on them to tell her she needs to get anger management, and I'm happy to enforce it. I don't personally feel like that's what we are here to do. So if we want to add that, great, to the motion, then we can not pass it or pass it, but like, I don't feel like this is something we need to
do. To me, it's an integral part of public protection.
Well, if you look at the records, it also has a few of those cases were dismissed, the domestic violence, and also the order of protection was in the same event as the police officer, which also, of course, coincided with substance abuse. So if the substance abuse is being taken care of and the violence is correlated with the substance abuse, then...
Well, as well as her mental health is
right.
A better
place. One of the things we can do is take a vote on the motion and see.
Yeah. Okay, so,
Vote, I would like to amend, instead of 3 years, I would make it longer just because of the history.
Okay, what are your thoughts?
And maybe not those last two, doesn't do anything more than if there's a positive test, if there's arrest, whatever, that she's still under probation, so the license can be suspended.
Okay, so how long do you want?
I'd do five.
Five? Okay, anybody else?
I mean, that's not unheard of. We've done 5 years.
Sure. Sure. Anybody else have any thoughts?
And we can step it down if we wanted to, though?
Sure.
And yes, and the standard clause that
we can step it down.
After so many, after the, like, after the 3 years, it has to excuse the last two.
So early release after 3 years.
Okay.
Okay.
If requested, yeah.
And then with the consent, with the consent agreement, if not accepted within 30 days, move to an informal.
Unless she starts to work before then.
So if.
A shorter amount of time then?
If employment commences or 30 days, whichever comes sooner.
Is that what, Mark?
How about like 2 weeks upon receipt?
Okay, so. If not signed and returned within 2 weeks of receipt, move to an informal? Okay. All right, that will be my motion now. Do we agree with any of that? We good?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay, all right.
Motion and a second. Any other comments, questions? Okay, let's do roll call again. Dr. Byrne?
Aye.
Ms. Krieger?
Aye.
Ms. Frost?
Aye.
Dr. James is an aye. Mr. Lougheed?
Aye.
Dr. Nosley?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Nay.
Dr. Thompson?
Aye.
Okay, motion passes. So I know that was a lot of information. You can follow up with Victoria after the meeting and she can, you know, kind of help if there's anything that you missed along the way. But we have an agreement that, you know, it's in place and it will just allow us to kind of check in with you on your progress. So thank you for coming today. I know this is uncomfortable and awkward, but I promise we're here, you know, to support you, you know, in your journey back to veterinary medicine. So we look forward to seeing you again in the future, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, does anyone need a bathroom break?
Yes.
Okay. Let's take 5 minutes.